Finally, one of the traps held. Christ above, you gave me a hard run for my money there. Who knew you could move like that? I didn't think it would be the rope trap that would trip you up. But I guess I'm glad I bothered to place it, considering you broke 11 others before it. So, here you are, with your hands tied above your head. The Christmas angel. More like an angel of death. If the elves were right about the intel on you, you've left many widows in your wake. Look, I can see you eyeing me, looking for openings, but I'd highly suggest against it. Kris Kringle's no fool. In order to catch an assassin, you need to send one. So here I am. He rarely calls upon my particular skill set, but I assured him that I would be a perfect little helper when needed. Someone who can catch a Christmas phantom or two. And looks like I've delivered. I gotta wonder, though, Angel. Why? The mob he affectionately calls the elves are a Brutus bunch, for sure, but Kringle's a real linchpin. Anyone willing to end up on his list is a fool at best, and it must have been a lot of money to hire one as skilled as you. Someone who could weasel their way into the highest security Christmas ball of the year unnoticed and almost reach their target without a trace left behind. I'll admit, I had a hard time sniffing you out at that party. You play a very convincing gentleman. I almost feel bad you were betrayed. You see, Frosty ratted out Eucorn Cornelius's hires. We have an inside man, and he's well aware of how to get that guy just intoxicated enough to loosen his lips. So, now it's my job to wrap up this story with a pretty little bow. Cornelius has had it out for the boss for years. Why act now, huh? What's his trump card? Silence. Very classic, but not very helpful. Trust me, you don't want me to get convincing. I'll ask you again. What is... What? What is this feeling? I feel wrong. What do you mean you were waiting for it to kick in? Did you poison me? I thought I caught you before it happened. The vial you tipped out of your wristwatch. Grinch, the barkeep, he said... There's no way. I even swapped the glasses. I swore I did. Unless... Both of them? You drugged both of them? Are you fucking insane? There's no way you could have known that I would catch you like this. You wouldn't end this bowl so soon. You drank earlier than I did, and... And that's why you were caught. It must have ruined your focus. It can't be the poison, then. An aphrodisiac? I guess that's one way to create a distraction. Huh. So, you were on to me even then. You must have trained yourself to handle these kinds of doses. But, obviously you overshot it, since I can see how you're rubbing your thighs together. So the angel assassin can feel shame. With the way you're blushing, I must have hit the mark. Not a yes, but that nod will do as good as any. Well then, we're in some deep shit. This isn't how I planned to interrogate you, but you did this to yourself. I'm gonna disarm you now. Don't make any sudden moves or you'll be sorry. A knife in the shoe. Classic. The top is coming off. You ripped it most rather spectacularly in your effort to quickly get away. Don't put up a fight. Remember where you are and who you are dealing with. Your skin is so smooth. Focus. Gun holster off. Several knives. Must be your choice weapon. You're shivering, but I don't think it's because of the cold. Your pupils are so big right now. And I can hear your breath skipping when I touch your skin. If you feel anything like I'm starting to feel right now, I don't know how you're staying so resolute. What a beautiful caged bird you are. Don't worry, I'll make you sing soon. Let me just feel to see if I need to... A throwing knife in the seam of your trousers. I'll admit, I didn't see that coming. But off they go. What other surprises will I find next, I wonder? I guess that even your underwear is not exempt then. Well, is that a whimper? You're nearly naked as the day you were born, and this is where you draw the line. What's so important about... Oh. Wow, you're, so hard you're beginning to stain them, huh? No knives. But they're coming off. Angel. Cornelius knows I've been employed by Kringle in the past and have never failed him. Not once. Clearly, he neglected to tell you that and sent you on the suicide mission anyway. You have intel, and I have the means to make this unpleasant little aphrodisiac error of yours more pleasant for the both of us. As one of my trade, I don't expect you to yield your goal so easily, and I don't know who trained you in our art. However, I do expect you to be able to read the situation for what it is, and understand what it is I'm offering you. And that it is damn well better than the alternative. I expect you not to bite, kick, maim, or otherwise incapacitate me for the next few minutes. We are going to have a truce. I should be thinking about how many ways this is horribly, terribly going wrong. How I should be worrying about my boss. How I should be stripping you of your secrets and not just your clothes. But all I can think about right now is how you're hanging there with your arms up, looking like the most gorgeous tree ornament I've ever seen. All I can think of is your cock looking like a pretty gift begging me to use it to fix this. I can't quite think quite right anymore. So, we need a truce. What do you say about... I know a ruse when I see one. But that breathy whimper you made when we kissed just now, that was real. I was really hoping it wasn't you at the party, you know? I should have known none of the elves could have reeled in someone so witty and confident. They're a lovable, albeit uncivilized bunch, but charming is not quite how I'd put it. I'm gonna touch you now. Fuck. So, you do make noise after all, huh? You like that? I hope this drug loosens me up fast because I feel like I'm going to die if I don't get you into me soon. You're twitching into every stroke already, huh? That's just unfair. I'm gonna rub your balls a little too. Attaboy. Eyes on me. I need to stretch myself out a bit. I can see you watching me touch myself under my clothes. My clit makes these small circles. And fingering myself a little might help. Where was I? I hoped it wasn't you. Fuck, you're dripping down my fingers. Because when you showed up in that suit, Damn, you're so handsome, Angel. I'm glad I get to see you out of it, though. How your chest looks tied up like that. How your cute nipples look like they belong in my mouth. Oh. How your hips jerk against my hand while I slowly stroke you. Fuck. I thought if I didn't have a job to do, maybe we could have been something. But the moment we got to flirting, I had that gut feeling right away about this, that this one was dangerous. Apparently, in more ways than one. I can't take it anymore, all right? I need you to be inside me right now. Please don't comment on how obviously wet I am. I can't really stop it. I'm putting it in just. Oh, Christ. Stretching me. So warm. Slowly. Slowly, don't. Oh. You pushed into me so fast. Guess you're done waiting. Good. Me too. Yes. What's that? Kiss you? Yeah, come here. Let me pull your hair and kiss your neck. This is what I needed. You have no idea what you're doing to me. This isn't the type of job which I get to take many lovers for pleasure. Can't risk letting anyone in. It's been so long. You feel so perfect. You're such a good boy. Letting me use your cute little cock like this. I feel so out of control. So unlike myself. So greedy. You feel fantastic. Oh. Like a real angel. We're making a mess. Oh, fuck. I'm way more sensitive than usual. It almost feels a little too much. Yes. Go deep like that. Just like that. God, no one's here to see us like this, huh? Two professional assassins. Losing our minds over a little. Sex. Oh, fuck. Do that again. Please. Please. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Is that what you'd like, Angel? Want me to come on your cock? Wanna paint my insides as white as the snow outside? Come inside me then. Oh, that's a good boy. Make me come. Squeeze it out of you. Just like that. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, that was incredibly unprofessional, but amazing. I feel so much better. Your eyes look clearer too. Let me just pull you out. Oh. There you go. Look, I know we're both hardened killers who've dealt with far worse, but I feel compelled to clean us up a bit. Here, give me that. Don't get shy now, Angel. Your handkerchief will live to see another day. Huh. Cornelius is a backstabbing snake for sending you in blind like this. What was his aim? Was this a distraction of some sort? Hell of a distraction, really, if that's the case. When I received this mission from the boss last Saturday, who knew it would have ended up with you in my arms? What do you mean that's impossible? According to your intel, Kringle was on a secret mission to the north at that time. You're sure of this? No, that doesn't make any sense. I received my mission to stop you from the man 2 days later. No, I didn't see him. Rudolph said he was. If what you're saying is true, then that would mean... Oh, dear God, the elves have been compromised. We gotta move. You and I have been double-crossed and the boss is in danger. Here, let me untie you. Get dressed. If we're fast and damn lucky, we can still save Christmas. Oh, Angel. Welcome to the gang.